a story in the Tribune today. It's on the op-ed page. Cheney and Trump are locked in mortal combat. So far, Trump is winning. So Liz Cheney tomorrow will probably lose her position as the number three highest ranking Republican in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. Adam Kinzinger, the local congressman, has been on Team Cheney, but there aren't many of them. When he was on with John Dickerson on Sunday morning this weekend, he said this.
So Liz Cheney is saying exactly what Kevin McCarthy said the day of the insurrection. She's just consistently been saying it. And a few weeks later, Kevin McCarthy changed to attacking other people. And so I think what the reality is as a party, we have to have an internal look and a full accounting as to what led to January 6th. I mean, right now it's basically the Titanic. We're like, you know, in the middle of this slow sink, we have a band playing on the deck telling everybody it's fine. And meanwhile, as I've said, you know, Donald Trump's running around trying to find women's clothing and get on the first lifeboat. And I think there's a few of us that are just saying, guys, this is not good, not just for the future of the party, but this is not good for the future of this country. We're 4 months after January 6th, an insurrection, something that was unthinkable in this country. And the message from the people that want to get rid of Liz Cheney is to say, it's just time to focus on the future and move on.
That's Congressman Adam Kinzinger on Sunday morning with John Dickerson on CBS. So it sounds to me like he doesn't want to be a member of Congress anymore. Now, he was on with Steve Bertrand yesterday. Can't join us today. I'm going to ask Steve in just a second here if it sounded like the congressman even wants to be a member of Congress anymore. Here's the second cut before Steve comments on what Adam Kinzinger said on Chicago's Afternoon News yesterday. Here's another cut from Adam Kinzinger's Sunday morning CBS interview.
We have so many people, including our leadership in the party, that has not admitted that this is what it is, which was an insurrection led by the President of the United States, well deserving of a full accounting from Republicans.
But if you are a leader of a party and 70% of the members of your party think the last election was stolen, though they're wrong about that, you're a leader of that party. You can't change the party you're the leader of. So why should a person be a leader of a party that is fundamentally at odds with what Liz Cheney believes?
Because truth matters. Right now, and we have to look and understand why, you know, yes, 70% of the base believes that the election was stolen because they've been told it was. They've been told by the President of the United States. They've been told in many cases by Republican leaders, or at least Republican leaders in the least have not countered it on something so vastly crazy as the election is stolen. This idea of let's just put our differences aside and be unified. You cannot unify truth with lies. The lie is that the election was stolen. The truth is Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. And I'm sorry that 74 million people voted for Donald Trump. They weren't disenfranchised. They were simply outnumbered. And as a party, let's focus on now, how do we go out and win more people? And that's why actually I started the Country First movement at country1st.com is just to say, tell people the truth and quit peddling in conspiracies.
Only once has somebody gotten more votes than Donald Trump got in the last election, and that was Joe Biden, 74 to 81 million. I don't know that I believe that 70% of the base, whatever that means, believes the election was stolen, whatever that means. I can't believe that, but that's what they throw about these days. So Adam Kinzinger came on Chicago's Afternoon News yesterday with Steve Bertrand. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great, John. How are you?
Good. What was the takeaway from your conversation with Congressman Kinzinger, who, by the way, represents the west suburbs, take I-80 west out to DeKalb and go south as well, and you're in Adam Kinzinger country. What did he say to you yesterday?
Well, I think a lot of that, but, you know, I asked him, I said, there's talk that, you know, you and Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and that ilk, you know, might one day form a third party or break away. And he said, you know, he said, I'm a Republican. He said, I don't want to do that. He goes, you know, we're focusing too much on social issues and not on what used to be core conservative Republican issues. So I heard you say before the break, do you think he might be leaving the Congress? I just don't think that's not what I got from him.
Well, maybe the Congress is going to leave him. I mean, how does that play? How does that play? He's a Republican in the West, in North Central Illinois. That's red country, isn't it?
It's red country. We'll see. I mean, right, it'll be a good test. He's had, I think, at least one person say they're going to run against him in a primary, but I don't think that candidate's gotten much traction. So you know, if he wins if he doesn't get primaried out, you know, I think he's still in a good position for reelection, depending on the new maps, obviously.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's, I think, what I was hearing, too. I'm just doing this myself, but maybe he's sort of positioning himself where I'll take the high road. I'm not going to win anyway because they're going to district me out. They're going to draw me out. Did he say he's going to run in whatever the district looks like that he resides in?
He was on with me a few weeks, and he said, yeah. He said, you know, I if I have to run against another Republican, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to run in the district that they draw. You know, I think that the redistricting is going to eat up two Republicans far downstate, Mike Bost and Mary Miller. And so what do I know? But, I mean, that's where the population loss is. We think it's great in Chicago, but really the population loss has been downstate where there are fewer voters. And those are the two that, you know, could be pitted against each other in a new district.
Well, I guess if you're Adam Kinzinger, you got, you know, two callings. One is your conscience. I guess he's speaking to that. The other is your job. You know, you do want to represent the people in your district. That's what John Dickerson was sort of saying. Look, if 70% of the people believe the election is stolen from that guy, then he's still your guy. How can you be a leader, Liz Cheney, of a party when you're not with that party?
Well, I think you gave a good answer to that. I mean, this isn't like, you know, let's say abortion, where you have a different position on abortion than 70% of the Republican Party. This is on, you know, a fundamental, he called it, and it's a lie that Joe Biden didn't win the election. You know, think of that, John. You've got 70% of a party believing something that's very easily proven to be untrue, and yet they're holding on to that because they've been told that, and they're not, you know, looking at it, you know, they're not assessing it for themselves, I guess. Or, I mean, and that's how we ended the interview. I asked him if he was surprised that a number of Republicans really believe Donald Trump won. And he said, yes, you know, it's really kind of a shocking thing. It's not about higher taxes or lower taxes. This is about whether or not tomorrow is going to be Wednesday.
I think it's shocking, you know, that they're willing to say that. I don't think they really believe that. You know, I've always taken that default position that I sort of want to believe the better angel of people, Steve, that they're smarter or more ethical than they tell people that take polls.
Yeah, but this is a pretty funny thing to lie about on a poll. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, do I love my wife or something like that where you're going to, you know, it makes you look better if you answer in the affirmative.
Yeah.
You know, this is a pretty fundamental thing. It's a weird place we're in.
Yeah, I suppose so. I'm going to hold on to that. I'll be the outlier. Like, I'm lying about them lying about the lie. How about that?
Well, you're not lying about it. You're hoping about it.
Yeah, I truly am. Because I happen to believe, I think the older you get or the more money you make or the closer you get to retirement or death, in many ways, the more conservative some of your values or needs are, right? Lower taxes. Maybe you want more services, but none of us likes gigantic government. So I can see how we do need a vigorous Republican Party. But
absolutely.
Why does it have to be the Donald Trump version of that? Here's the opportunity for them to make a break. And yet Lindsey Graham said about Liz Cheney yesterday that she can be a Republican, but she can't be a leader in a party that doesn't believe like her. Lindsey Graham said she cannot be a leader of this party if you disagree with Donald Trump on the big lie. That's profound.
But it is, because Lindsey Graham went on the floor of the Senate that night and said, I've had it. Enough is enough. You know, Kevin McCarthy said the same things that Liz Cheney is saying in the immediate aftermath of January 6th. But then he went down and met with the president and, you know, changed his tune. You know, he sees this, he wants to be speaker, obviously, and he thinks this is the best way to do it. And, you know, the House probably, I mean, most people think the House probably will go Republican in the midterms. It's a razor-thin lead for the Democrats now, and the opposition party usually picks up seats in the midterms.
Well, the former vice president's daughter will continue to represent her district in Wyoming. She will no longer have a leadership role, but they can re-elect her. She can still be a vote in the House, but I take your point. It's 10:27. I'm out of time. You're doing something on college GED?
Well, we're chasing it. I don't know if we're going to get it tonight or not, but Clarence Page wrote a great column Sunday. You know, we have this degree inflation where you need a bachelor's degree for jobs that you don't really need a bachelor's degree. So he said, what if we pursued a college GED like a high school GED?
Nice.
So that people are qualified for these jobs.
That's coming up on Chicago's Afternoon News. If not today, real soon. Sounds like another smart conversation, as was theirs with Adam Kinzinger yesterday. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, John.
Bertrand on Chicago's Afternoon News today at 4 on WGN.